Carroll and Myrtle Todd Carroll.
And your grandparents' names?
John W. Carroll and Ellen Carroll.
And that was on your dad's side?
Dad's side.
Okay. And where were your parents and grandparents from?
No, they came from Ireland over here. Back when they were children.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Which side came from Ireland?
Daddy's. Oh. Daddy's grandpa come from Ireland.
Okay. And when were you born?
I was born June the 14th, 1921.
Were you born in Gadsden? Or?
No, I was born out in Cleveland, around Henrich, somewhere out
in the country. Hospital? Or?
No, at home.
Really?
Yeah, we were all born at home except the last child.
Mm-hmm. And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had four sisters, mm-hmm. four sisters and two brothers.
Okay. And you were going to say, okay, what were your sisters' names?
Ellen.
Okay.
And Irene, Alma, and Myrtle.
Okay.
And my mother and daddy married, though, 1915, and she had her first child in 1916. Mm-hmm. And during this 1918, she was pregnant again with another child. And at this time, my daddy was called to go into service.
Yeah.
But the doctors told him that my daddy was needed more at home than in the service because his wife was give up with the last stages of TB, that he did not need to leave her. He needed to stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got him deferred.
So he didn't have to go?
He didn't have to go to service, no. But mother went ahead and had the other child, and she was real bad, coughing, and she just was, and the baby was coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And
was the baby sick too?
Yeah, the baby had, you know, a touch of the TB because it coughed a lot. And so the little grocery store down in the country, on the only one that was there, well, they always met down there, and my daddy, that's where he went to
was
get.
Was this in Gaston?
No, this was out around Hendricks. Uh-huh. And they always went down there and bought groceries. So he went down there, and, of course, the man that owned the store, he was always asking about mother and the baby to see how they were doing. And Daddy was telling them how she was doing, that she wasn't doing too good, that she was coughing all the time, and the baby was coughing. And so when he got through talking to the grocery man, well, there were some more men there, and this man, he sold herbs, and he came up to Daddy, and he told him, he said, I have some herbs here, and said, if you'll give your wife three bottles of this herb, he says, I'll guarantee it will cure her, and said, give the baby just a few drops. And so, of course, Daddy bought the herbs, and he carried it home, and he gave it to the baby. And so my mother must have got all right, because she lived to have all these other children. And then she lived to be almost 92 years old when she died.
Which baby was that?
John Allen was the one
that was sick.
That was sick. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That was her second child.
Okay. And when you were growing up, what hobbies or what did you have to do when you were little?
Oh, well, we always helped around the house. We was always taught that we had jobs to do. We helped dust. We helped clean the house. We helped wash. We washed on an old rub board,
mm-hmm.
and we had to hang the clothes out on the lines. And one time when I was about, I guess, 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
We had washed just about all day, and I just got the last clothes out on the line and started back to the house, and the clothesline broke. There, all those clothes was in the dirt. I cried because I was so tired, because it was harder to bring them, get them in, and to get all that dirt off of them than it was to wash them the first time.
Where did your daddy work around that time? Was he just working on the farm? Or?
Well, now, he worked on the farm out in the country. We worked for a man named Mr. Self. They called it working on the hives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he.
That's what you told me about the. He owned the farm, and y'all rented from him?
Yeah, and we rented from him. And, of course, half of what we made went to that man.
Yeah.
And so we, while we lived there, Daddy worked at the head mill. There was a down there that he worked at night, mm-hmm. besides working on the farm. And a lot of times, Mother would take us children, and we'd go down to that head mill. Mm-hmm. She'd throw a quilt down on the sawdust, and we'd lay down and go to sleep, and we'd stay there all night because mm-hmm. Mother didn't like for us to stay at home, all of us by ourselves. Yeah. She liked for Dad to be there. And we did that a lot of times because she liked to for us to be with him.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs did you have to do, like around the farm and when you were...
Well, we moved to Gadsden when I was about nearly 8 years old. We moved to Gadsden. And I didn't do too much around the farm out there because... But I remember I had just started to school in the country before we moved to Gadsden. Mm-hmm. And we started one morning to school, and they were black people, the first we had ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it, like, just scared us to mm-hmm. death. We were just scared. We ran. Oh, we ran as hard as we could go. They were working on the roads, you know. And that's the first time we'd ever seen
really?
Black people. Oh. That's right. That's about 1928, I guess.
And then you said you milked cows, though, when you got older?
Older, when we moved to Gadsden. After we, while we lived there, though, on Mr. South's place in 1927, my grandfather worked in Dwight Cotton Mill mm-hmm. in Alabama City. Yeah. And he was a sweeper. Uh-huh. And he just lived on Sansom Avenue there, about where the Church of Christ church is now. There was a house there, and he lived with my aunt and uncle. And one night, my aunt dreamed three times her house was on fire, and she would get up each time. She'd go out and go around the house and look and see if the house was on fire. And so the next morning when she got Paul up to go to work to fix his breakfast, she begged him not to go to work, said, "Paul, don't go to work." And she told him what she had dreamed, but he just laughed because he didn't believe, you know, in dreams and things like that. So he went on to work, and about 11:30 that day, his boss came by, and he told him, he was upstairs, fixing to sweep the stairs off, and he said, "When I get through," said, "I'm hungry, and I'm fixing to go home and eat my lunch." Mm-hmm. And, of course, he never did get home because the next time they seen him, he was laying at the foot of the stairs with his neck broke.
Mm-hmm. And that was your granddad?
That was my granddad.
Are there any other things you remember as a child growing up?
We were on the farm, but now after we moved up here, see, when we first moved up here...
So when you lived in Gadsden, you didn't live on a farm?
No. Oh, okay. We just moved. We moved. Daddy came to Gadsden in 1928, okay. I guess, around that time.
Yeah.
And he got a job at the steel plant. I think he was a water boy. Mm-hmm. He just making just very little, I think.
Yeah.
$2.40 or $3 a day.
A day?
Yeah, they wasn't making much.
Yeah.
And he stayed with my Aunt Sally because he couldn't go all the way backwards and forwards, and he stayed up here for a few months. And then Aunt Sally got us a house, but it was in an old store building on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. We moved up here in that old store building and lived there for just a few months, and then they got us a house out on Forest Avenue, mm-hmm. Rented from Mr. Elliott that ran a little grocery store right across the street from where we lived.
So when did you move to the house on Elliott?
I think it was about 1930, I guess, mm-hmm. somewhere along there.
Okay. Is that where you lived then, around the time of the Depression?
No, we didn't live. We lived there about 2 years.
Yeah.
And
about, on Elliott?
Uh-huh, on Elliott Avenue. Not Elliott, wait a minute, Forest Avenue.
Yeah,
Forest Avenue.
Okay.
Forest Avenue. We lived there a couple of years, and by then, my daddy got a house in the steel plant quarters. You know, they had houses down there that you could rent reasonable, uh-huh. and people could, you know, live better. So he got a house down there, but of course, it was just a... That was just a little three-room house where we were, and all of us children, it was...
Yeah.
And then there was another child born there, so there was a bunch of us.
What was the house like at the steel plant, was it?
It was just a three-room house,
yeah.
And we just all had to sleep just the best we could, crossways of the bed, we could sleep. And we stayed there about 3 years, I guess, in that house, and they wouldn't let us have a cow because, you know, Daddy liked for us to have plenty of milk and butter, mm-hmm. so... we rented a house on Miller Street in Walnut Park, mm-hmm. and there, Daddy bought a cow. We had a cow, and we could have plenty of milk and butter. And by this time, well, Mr. Herring lived across the street, and he had a place where you could keep pigs, you know, and raise them, and where we could have some meat. So Daddy, he would buy a couple of pigs, and Mr. Herring would keep them over there, and they would feed them. And of course, everybody, we'd go gather up scraps around down through the neighborhood and give them to them. And then he got one of the pigs, and we got one, see. But Daddy had to pay for them because that was on the halves, too.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did, and we lived there for about 3 years, I imagine. And then we moved back to Wall Street. And Wall Street is where, then we could have a cow over there.
Yeah.
So we carried the cow with us and there.
So you moved back to Wall Street after you?
Yeah, we moved up on 79 Wall Street. That's where we lived then, the rest
about
of it.
About what year was that, Jim?
1935.
Okay. So did the Depression ever really affect your family? Did you?
Oh, well, we didn't have very much.
Yeah. You didn't have money for extra?
No, we didn't have money for anything hardly. If we got a penny, we thought that was a lot of money.
So what did you do during the days most of the time?
We just played. We just played around at the house, and the front porch was up a little high. We'd get under there and play with spoons and little things. We'd play like them. They were cars, you know, because we didn't have any that many toys because they couldn't afford to buy them. We had plenty to eat and plenty to wear. Of course, Mother helped me and showed me how to sew. She'd cut out things and dress for us, and she'd put them together, and she'd say, "And you sew right straight down through here." And that's the way I learned to sew, by Mother teaching me and showing me how to sew.
Mm-hmm. So did you make your own clothes most of the time, or did you ever buy them?
No, we didn't buy them. Yeah. We made everything we had. Really? Because, yes, we had to make them. And then we... I remember one little white skirt that I made, mm-hmm. and one little blouse. It was had little heart buttons on it, and it had little heart red flowers in it, and that stands out in my mind more than anything that I ever made because I really liked it. And my sister Irene, we'd take turn about wearing it because we were the same size and we could wear each other's clothes. Mm-hmm. And when I'd wear it one time, then she'd get to wear it the next. And we always got along, all of us, because Daddy would not let us fuss and have, you know, and be ugly to each other, because he wanted us to be good to each other and love each other, because my mother and Daddy was a loving father and mother.
Yeah.
And I know everything that my Daddy did, I was right there, right with him. Mm-hmm. Like, after we moved over back to that 79 Wall Street, we had a big backyard, and he plowed up most of that yard. We did. I helped him, because he would be the horse, and I'd hold the plow, you know, for him to plow it. Mm-hmm. And we raised corn, we raised beans, tomatoes, okra, mm-hmm. squash, onions. We just had a big garden. And I helped him at everything that he done.
So he had time to do the garden and work?
Yeah.
How long did he, was each day at the steel plant? How was
8 hours.
8 hours?
8 hours.
Were there unions? Was he a member of the union? Or?
Now, back then, I don't believe there was any union that far back. I don't think so.
But they didn't have to work long anyway, just 8 hours.
Just the 8 hours is what he worked. Now, he might have doubled over once in a while, but I can't remember for sure.
Mm.
And, but he did work all three shifts, you know.
Yeah. And he never lost his job at the steel plant?
No. No.
And you said he made how much, too?
By then, I imagine he was making a little more than $3 an hour. I'm sure he'd got a raise. Oh, yeah, he did, because he was put on a crane, overhead crane, mm-hmm. they called it. And he drove that overhead crane, and he was making a little more money. But, of course, we were still...
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have everything.
Yeah, was it dangerous to work there? Did people get killed? Or?
Well, at one time, I remember I don't know, it was in the rod mill, I guess, where this man, a rod went straight through him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was red hot.
Yeah.
It came out of the trough of the thing where it was, and it went right straight through that man and killed him.
But your dad never got hurt?
No, dad never got hurt. Other than one time he got his eyes burnt just a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't too bad.